Here is the definition of uncomfortable. President Obama goes to Troy, New York, to talk up community colleges and innovation. In the audience are New York's Democratic governor and New York's Democratic attorney general. According to the New York Times, the White House has asked the governor not to run for election next year. The White House evidently thinks the attorney general would stand a much better chance. Well, that may be what's happening in private, but when it came to public acknowledgments of the two?
Wonderful man, the governor of the great state of New York, David Paterson, is in the house. Your shy and retiring attorney general, Andrew Cuomo, is in the house. Andrew's doing great work.
Elizabeth Benjamin was busily blogging about this event and its subtext for the New York Daily News. What was it like?
It was weird, actually, to be honest with you. I mean, the body language during this speech was really telling. During this shout-out that the president gave to him, he wasn't looking at the governor directly. And when he introduced the attorney general, he shot him this wide smile and was very happy.
Now, let's recap. Governor David Paterson was the lieutenant governor. He became governor when Eliot Spitzer resigned.
Right.
And how would you appraise Paterson's political stock in New York nowadays?
Low, bargain basement level at this point. I mean, he really has had a tumultuous tenure. The day after he ascended to take the position, there were questions and revelations about his own extramarital affairs. And, of course, while that's not prostitution, it just sort of set a tone. And then subsequently there were revelations about drug use. And, I mean, it just went downhill from there. He did have a brief moment when he was very strong on the economy. And he did well then, but then the Carolyn Kennedy mess was not so fantastic when he had to pick a successor for Hillary Clinton's seat when she became Obama's Secretary of State, and it hasn't really recovered since.
And how about the political stock of Attorney General Andrew Cuomo, who, of course, is a son of former Governor Mario Cuomo?
Right. He is doing quite well. I mean, and he, in 2002, almost had his career go down the tubes completely by challenging party favorite, who is black, former State Comptroller Carl McCall, in a primary, a long-shot primary, ended up angering a lot of African-Americans and Democrats in New York and dropped his bid and then worked his way back for a really amazing comeback in 06 and has been strong ever since, national news strong, you know, the student loan stuff, the pension fund investigation, Wall Street. I mean, his numbers are very, very good.
And talk about comebacks. Is the Republican who is put the fear of God into the Democratic Party? Is it actually Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City?
It's Rudy Giuliani. We just recycle people here in New York. Yes, it is Rudy Giuliani, of course, and the concern by the White House is that if David Paterson insists on running and Andrew Cuomo does not challenge him and feels like he can't for whatever uncomfortable racial problem that might touch off, then Rudy Giuliani has a good shot at taking that platform of governor of the state of New York in a blue state and then subsequently potentially springboarding himself back into the national scene.
Well, Elizabeth Benjamin, thank you very much for talking with
us. Thank you for having me.
Elizabeth Benjamin writes the Daily Politics blog for the New York Daily News.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.